The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Imam Khomeini, brothers and sisters, is someone who is so immersed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've heard me repeat what our great Maraja said, where they said, melt in Imam Khomeini as he has melted in Islam. He was so immersed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that remembering him, having the tawfiq to gather, is a source of honor and pride for us. Imam Khomeini doesn't need these things. Now, it's also part of the way forward. As we march and prepare the grounds for the Mahdi, insha'Allah, there's a very beautiful ayat of Quran that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters. This is Surah 48, and it's verse number 10. 48:10. Allah says this in the Quran. It's about Rasulullah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. He says this. Inna alladhina yubayi'unaka. Truly, those who've made bay'ah, the oath of allegiance to you, Rasulullah, he says, these individuals, innama yubayi'una Allah. They have only made bay'ah to God. Those who made bay'ah to Rasulullah have made bay'ah to God. Yadullah fawqa aydihim. The hand of God, the figurative hand of God, is above those believers who did bay'ah to Rasulullah. Now our leader Imam Khamenei said something. It's really deep. This is part of just right now, just the gratitude part. What did he say? He said that those who made bay'ah to Imam Khomeini have made bay'ah to Rasulullah. Those who've made bay'ah to Imam Khomeini, who consider themselves the sons and daughters of Imam Khomeini, and practically speaking, they've embraced his wilayah, these people have made bay'ah with none other than Rasulullah. The hand of God is over these individuals. The hand of God is over these individuals. Now, there's something, though, that we need to keep in mind. This is still part of the gratitude part. Not arrogance, not looking down on somebody, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What normally happens when there's a towering personality? In the past, Rasulullah, he came. After him, his cousin, the divinely appointed successor, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he came. What happens when Allah favors mankind with these towering personalities? Now, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the tawfiq. We're making bay'ah. We consider ourselves the sons and daughters of this great man of God. But what normally happens when Allah favors mankind with these unique personalities? Normally, for many people, one of three things happen. Some people never recognize the personality. They never believe in him. Can you imagine being alive in the time of Rasulullah, knowing him from before he became a prophet? You lived with him, seeing those miracles, and still not believing in him, not embracing him. That happens, one. Number two, which is also scary. Some people know that this individual is actually there on behalf of God. This is a divine personality, a special personality. I know in my heart that yes, He is on the right path. He's guiding us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. But something happens. Some people, even though they know, even though in their heart of hearts they love that person, they decide to play it safe. I love the person in my heart of hearts. I know that they're truly inviting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but aligning myself with that person practically is a threat to my dunya. And I want to live a good life. Some people know who the personality is, but unfortunately, practically speaking, they play it safe. So those are two which are scary, and alhamdulillah, Allah hasn't tested us with that. But there's a third category. There are some people who know the personality, believe in the personality, embrace the wilayah of that personality. We've seen this in history, by the way. This isn't theory. They know the personality. They know they're on the right path. They embrace the personality. They believe in them. And then, after a certain period of time, they abandon the path. So you and I, when I say gratitude, and I'm addressing myself, brothers and sisters, I'm addressing myself. Inshallah, it's a reminder for all of us. We're grateful that up until now, our heart has still embraced the wilaya of the wali of the time. Up until now. Up until now, we're still marching with the army of the wali of the time. Up until now, we haven't abandoned the truth. We're thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then God says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you're grateful, I will increase you. So alhamdulillah, Allah has not made us reject the glorious legacy of Imam Khomeini. And remember, this embracing of Imam Khomeini is not real, is not true, unless you also embrace and follow the wali of the time. You can't be somebody who made bay'ah to Rasulullah in his lifetime, and then when Ali ibn Abi Talib comes after him, you say, well, I don't want nothing to do with it. You never embraced Rasulullah. So inshallah, Allah keep you and I, and we make this dua from the bottom of our hearts, people who want to continue to live free. Not to go back to willingly being slaves. Dhilla, not having karama. Let me mention this hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. This is a principle. The Imam teaches us this. He says, Al-mawtu fi hayatikum maqhurin. Death, true death, is when you embrace being a slave. I'm not going to live with dignity. I'll be a second-class citizen. I don't have the right to raise my head and to live with the karama that God Himself has given me. I'm a slave. If somebody does that, the Imam says, this is maut. On the other hand, there are some individuals who will stick with the truth. The Imam says, wal hayat, life, fi mautikum qahirin. Life, true life, is when you say that I will live and be martyred, embrace death, but I'll live with dignity. I'll live with dignity. Imam Khomeini brought dignity to the ummah. I'm going to mention some of the lessons that we get from this man. It's important for us to remember these blessings of Allah. And then finally to see, well, what was his legacy for us? And how do we slowly take steps to become like Imam Khomeini? So what did Imam Khomeini do for us? Salawat, please.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim. عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.